Space, the final frontier. Space Station Ashlyn sits on the edge of Federation space with its companion ship, the USS Delamis Christian. The space around them is full of mystery and strange wonders, where secrets are kept and danger lurks around every corner. The crew of the Delamis Christian must navigate treacherous waters as they work to protect the Federation. But as they peer into the unknown, they will discover that the line between friend and foe is not always clear. They will be tested like never before, and will face challenges that will push them to their limits. Join us on this adventure as we explore the farthest reaches of space and uncover the hidden truths that lie within the shadows. Tabletop Journeys presents Star Trek: Preservations.
The Delamis Christian has entered the space. You can see the briar patch in your main viewer screen on the other side of the outpost. Commander Tobor has opened hailing frequencies and is about to make a statement. Commander Tobor?
Outpost 39, this is the USS Delamis Christian.
On your main viewer, a Haitian officer in command red, wearing Commander Pips, comes on the screen. She is in the standing position. Her arms are crossed, and not in a menacing kind of way, but when the screen comes on, she is sitting. She stands up before she speaks, and she says, Delamis Christian, Commander Ralog, Station 39, greetings. We've been waiting for you.
We got here as soon as we could.
Excellent. And right on time. We have things set up for you. Platform 9.
Very good. I shall direct my helmsman to initiate docking procedures.
Excellent. Welcome to the Briar Patch. With that, your ship is docked. We are opening the scene with this. Unless there's something anybody wanted to do at this stage.
Mr. Alfred, take us in and dock us with the station.
Aye, sir. You dock. You're greeted at the airlock by the commander, and she has a person with her exec who happens to be also her security person, Lieutenant Jensen.
Introductions all around. Captain Tobor, this is my executive officer, Mr. Chai Zilrer, this is my chief engineer, Lieutenant Tanari, my chief of security, Lieutenant Najjar, my chief science officer, Lieutenant Nilon.
Excellent. I'd go through the introductions, but everybody is, for the most part, busy working. We've got our ops staff and at command center, but everybody else is on their various projects. We do not yet have guest facilities in sufficient operating capacity. We'd ask, as long as you are present, for you to continue to house your guests here as far as their sleeping arrangements. But we'd like to begin within the hour with our endeavors.
Of course. I know my Lieutenant Tanari here was critical in helping us get Ashlyn Station up and running, so I'm sure he'd be happy to liaise with your chief engineer.
Excellent. We have already received multiple shuttles that will need attention. There are 3 Klingon shuttles and 3 Federation-style shuttles that we're looking to have upgraded. Our teams are basically going to follow the work of your teams on getting these. So effectively, 1 shuttle each is what we're looking for help with. Our teams will then take it from there as far as getting the rest of our ships done. The station sensors also need some work. I'll let your teams decide what happens first. For my money, I would like to see our ships outfitted first, as in the event of any troubles, we might need them to screen the station to allow time for help to arrive.
Very good. And we also have 2 Danube class runabouts, and in fact, I brought mine with our enhanced sensor suite, figuring that we could possibly start getting a jump start on some of the nearby mapping efforts that Mr. Kovar and I were talking about.
Excellent.
Vokar. Excellent. Sorry.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. She looks at your engineer, Lieutenant Tenari, I presume?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. I will leave it up to you and our esteemed guests to decide what projects you start first. Please liaise with my exec as to how that will go. Other than that, crew of the Dilemma's Christian has free reign of the station. I will warn you that levels 12 and below are inoperable. That includes Cargo Bay 4, Shuttle Bays 5 through 6, and several in the alternate impulse engine section and the backup comm center are all off limits. We have them sealed as far as the main doors to, they've been sealed for quite some time, even before we came here. We've left that. We need to get the rest of the station operational before we work on making those backup sections operable.
Very good.
I'll leave you to it. Have a good day. And she actually just turns and walks. She doesn't do tours. She doesn't do any of that. She just turns and walks.
All right. And I'll turn to Ocean, Mr. Chesilver, if you can work with Ensign Chethener to get our comms, our con department team and the shuttles all squared away and deployed while the lieutenants interface with their counterparts regarding station sensors, station engineering. Try not to blow anything up, Mr. Tenari.
I'll do my best, sir.
This is all going to be happening over a couple of days. One of the things you notice is there's actually, from the those old scientist days, when the Federation was very largely Earth-centric, and people were not as good at keeping time in space, so they actually have their digital, but calendars so often that are set to Earth style, they just haven't been changed out because they're not LCARs or anything. There's literally just that old TOS style, and I'm not even talking Strange New World TOS style. I'm talking actual TOS style monitor and devices in these sections, and it shows a nice humanocentric calendar, which indicates it is actually October 28th.
I look around at the group of non-humans and it means nothing to us, so we can't have our day.
There's one partial human.
But he didn't grow up on Earth, so.
Yeah, no.
Well, my plan is to interface with the executive officer and get his list as to what needs to be done. I know the commander said that she wants preference to be done on the shuttles.
Yeah, their exec, Jensen, he'll tell you, for my money, I want the station to be able to see. I think shuttles are great, and that's awesome. We need to be able to shield things, but there's no way the power of a couple Type 9 shuttles or even the occasional Danube is going to match the power of a full station that has two warp reactors, one that's currently in service, one that needs to be put in service once we get the rest of this stuff done, and three impulse reactors. We put that kind of power and your kind of technology, we can do some of the mapping of the immediate area with the station itself and see what's coming. For me, I say we need to really focus on getting the station sensors up. But it looks like from what your CO said, he's going to put one crew on the shuttles and another crew on the sensors. So I'm happy with that, unless you feel that you have to be involved with both.
I certainly do not. I have a crew member who is a specialist at shuttlecraft maintenance. I can put them on that. I myself am a specialist in warp fields. So why don't we go to take a look at that, and we can get some people also on the sensors.
Excellent. Briar Patch has some unique qualities. We don't have any science personnel here, but do you have anybody who might be able to go with the group working on the sensors? That way we've got their inputs as well.
We can talk to our science officer about that. I gather she might be interested in taking a look at the Briar Patch. She has a bit of the mad scientist in her.
I think they all are. Comes with the blue eye.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it looks like we've got Mila working on sensors with some of the station personnel and some of the Christian personnel. Looks like you're going to be working on getting the other warp reactor online. That one is not in the shutoff section, but the alternate impulse engines are all in the shutoff section.
And so, Lee, my plan was is we were going to deploy our extensive cadre of ships and parasite vessels so that we can not focus on repairing their two crappy shuttles. And so but I'll assuage the commander's thing. I'm like, we'll just put ours into space right now.
Yep.
And then before we leave, we'll either leave you with two new shuttles or fix the ones, whichever works better.
What I'm gathering is Commander Ocean is going to take some crew to help them get the shuttles going, while Tanari's going to work on the engines.
Mm-hmm.
Neil is going to help work on their sensors.
Yep.
You're going to have crew out flying to take care, to basically assuage their commander. And then that leaves Najjar kind of.
Najjar is paranoidly following Mogra.
That's exactly what I was going to suggest, was that if Najjar is not needed for any tasks, he's going to follow Mogra around. They're exiting our ship at this stop, right?
They will be staying here. This is where they're going to end up, but until such time as they need to, basically until such time as the Dalamis Christian leaves, they'll be sleeping on the Dalamis Christian, because even as Spartan as the DC is, it's better accommodations they have on this K-7 right now.
Fair enough. Then, as subtly as possible at first, unless he gets caught, at which point I'll have to work on some chutzpah. But Najjar is going to follow Mogra in particular around. If she stays near Kresh, was that the other guy's name? The chat's gone.
Vokar.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
If she stays near Vokar, it's easy. He can use the excuse of he did some work in science in the academy and he's interested in what they're doing and all of the stuff that guy's supposed to be into, from ship design, etc., is what Najjar will play up if they're together. If they're not together, then I'll have to get creative if I get caught.
Vokar himself is going to be with Ocean and dealing with the shuttles as the expert with the ship design. He feels he'll be best used at this stage with getting things adapted for the Klingon shuttles that they have, and then seeing how it integrates with the Federation shuttles, that'll give him the ability to him and his people to manage that moving forward. So they're here to learn from you as well, and then transfer your knowledge that they have about their shuttles to you, so that you'll actually know some of these things as well. Now, Mogra, for her part, she's a scientist, so she's going to stick with the sensor piece. So she's actually going to split off from the bulk of the Klingon group. She'll have one of the three extra warriors with her and basically accompany Lieutenant Neela and the other personnel to handle station sensor integration.
Okay. Then Najjar will split his time between following her around to observe her and looking for an opportune time when she's away from the ship with Narilla, so Narilla knows where she is, to infiltrate her quarters and try to get a look at her handwritten notes.
Sure.
I'm sorry, Captain. It's too much of a coincidence. It is too much of a coincidence for it not to be something. And
by the way, when I'm talking with Narilla about working on the station, I will say, I will hand her one of the Epsilon tricorders and say, do we want to go ahead and start scanning the crew of the station?
Oh no, everyone gets an Epsilon tricorder. And in fact, Najjar and his team are.
I forgot to do that. During your 2 weeks, would everybody please roll two challenge dice? That'll let us know how many more Epsilon tricorders we have completed.
Challenge dice are the D6s, yes?
Yep.
I got a 5 and a 3.
Okay.
And then a 2.
5 is a challenge, so that counts as a 1. And a 3 is nothing. So you've got right. 1, Dave. And Lacey?
I got 2 2s.
So that's
4.
I got a big goose egg.
I only got 1 because I'm working on the ship sensor, big sensors.
Okay. And Dave? Not Dave. Joe?
I got one, just one.
Glenn?
I rolled a one and a two.
Trace.
That looks like 10. In addition to your original four, you have 15 of those on board the DC.
Question is, are we even assigning these to crew members who aren't read in, or is the entire crew read into this now?
That's a great question that I think you and your staff, next time you have a board meeting, need to figure out. But for right now, you have a total of 15. They are in a secure locker. And basically, with that many, anybody read in will definitely have it. And anybody, and then that leaves others that can be assigned it on occasion. So how you want to handle that information is another decision.
Right now, assuming we're not leaving a skeleton crew on the Christian, essentially, if there's less than 15 people on the station, all of them have a tricorder.
Yep.
Those who aren't bridge crew or assistant department heads don't know about it, but the tricorders are set up. If they scan it, it reports back right into the Christian and Epsilon. They don't have to be aware of the what the purple light means. It just will know.
Yep.
And it'll ping everyone who's read in that this has been detected there and go from there. And then when in doubt, the bulk of them goes to extra security personnel.
Sounds good. All right. I will let you know. Negative for Epsilon species on the station. But I will also let you know, because there is a fair amount of paranoia and scanning going on, that the proximity to the Briar Patch does wreak havoc with sensors. You will know mechanically at the current distance the station is from the Briar Patch, any sensor operation is basically Briar Patch 1. So there's an additional difficulty trait being operated here for sensor work of any kind. The actual material that the station is made of is very challenging. When they get internal sensors, it won't have this problem, but anything external trying to scan the station, like if you're trying to scan the station from the DC, that will have a basically Faraday cage kind of effect. From inside the station, you cannot scan outside of the station. From outside of the station, you cannot scan inside of the station. And that's basically Faraday cage 4.
Is it potent 4, or is it impossible while the trait is in effect?
It is potent 4. It can be done. It is just very difficult.
Got it.
Yeah, sorry. A background thing. Is that why the material at the station, is that why they chose such an old rundown station for this as opposed to one of the newer ones?
This was the original station that was here, and something about the impact, the way the Briar Patch is, its proximity, it has actually altered some of the metal structure to some extent. Okay. Part of it is the materials at the time, they used a metal that would resist the radiation found in the Briar Patch. Unfortunate additional property makes it harder to scan in and out of. Originally, they just had internal sensors, so it could scan everything inside, no problem. Didn't change the fact that you couldn't scan in, or if you were in, you couldn't scan out. Over time, this station was completely abandoned and just left drifting. Now that they're trying to repopulate, they got to get it back up to snuff. It will always be difficult to scan in, but once they get actual ship station sensors up, that's how they will scan out, because they're not scanning through the ship, the station, so to speak.
All right. Just curious.
On the plus side, it makes it hard to beam in and out. Like if an enemy's here, they're not going to be able to beam people to specific locations or be able to do that because of that issue. Starfleet personnel don't have a problem. If you're beaming to a pad, perfectly fine. So you can go to a pad with no problems. That's the one thing that it allows you to do. You just can't beam to, I'm going to put 4 people in cargo bay 4. I'm going to put 5 people in the command center. Like you can't do that Klingon or that Jem'Hadar thing, like get to that spot or whatever and attack. Like you can't do that with the station, which again has its uses and can be very good. It just also has those inherent challenges as well.
All right.
We're going to jump right into shuttlecraft operations that are from the DC, flying about, doing some mapping. This is generally just going to be it does have the difficulty of 1 for the trait, but in specific, the challenge would only be a 1, so you're talking about a difficulty 2. And this is just general mapping of the area. But it is the Briar Patch, and it's weird, and I haven't done one of these yet today, so I am extending the complication range by 1. And which ship would you like to use as your primary ship on the mapping situation?
It would absolutely be the Eagle.
Okay.
With its advanced sensor system. So it gets to, with the way they adapted the talent, it rolls, instead of lowering the difficulty, it rolls 2 dice for the assist and picks the lowest.
Okay.
Wait, let me double check to see if it picks the lowest. And I know if you put reserve power, which shuttlecrafts don't have, to it, it's like an auto 1, which is a cool, neat feature. But continue. But it's going to be the Eagle leading the efforts.
So the difficulty of the challenge starts at a 2, and you're leading that group. So I will let you take it's your role, the Eagle assisting, and then I will roll for the various other parties that are assisting you as well, as long as you have your single success.
The Eagle rolls 2d20 to assist instead of just 1d20.
All right. Excellent.
And let me pull up its sheet while I got it while I'm here. Sensor security. We're looking for threats.
I think science more here, because it is just astrometrics and mapping is what they're doing. It does have security implications, but it is primarily a scientific endeavor at this stage. If there was a known threat going around, then we could probably call it security, but there's not really a known threat other than the natural environment. So your role.
So who's the primary for this task?
You.
Oh, so, yeah, but I mean flying the ship, right?
I understand that, but you're in command of the operation is what I'm saying.
Got it.
I'm having it peg off of you as the primary. Everything else is assisting you.
Oh, okay. I thought I was just directing it. So I was going to roll support for one of the shuttle pilot NPCs, but I'll take it. And let's see. I'm going to spend a momentum that we got for third die.
Yep, that brings us to 1 momentum.
And then it's going to be control con?
Sure.
All right. 2, a 17, and 18. So I get 1 success.
All right. And the various crews, that's a 7. That's going to be a success. So it's 2 successes.
And the Eagle?
And the Eagle.
It gets an 8 and a 12, so it has 1 success.
So you've got 3 successes. We started at a base 2, so that's 1 momentum for towards an immediate spend. If you'd like, your mapping is successful. You've got the immediate area taken care of for mapping. That will have the impact of negating that Briar Patch trait for the purposes of navigation for any allied ships.
Perfect. So I've got my 1 moment bonus momentum from being patient. As a trill, so we will spend it to understand the radiation a little bit more, or the Briar Patch radiation.
It is very, like I said, it's very natural in the way it works. It's a naturally occurring impact, this nebula, but specifically how it interacts with metals in long-term proximity is to basically make them, from a radiation but not a physical standpoint, porous. So that radiation will go through metals over time. The specific radiation metal that the station was made of resists that effort, and basically it cannot do what naturally happens. But that, because of its that property, is why you get that Faraday kind of aspect. Because of that, what you're also realizing is ships in long-term operation either need to be retrofitted, which may have other negative implications, like you would never be able to do a successful emergency beam out, which is not advantageous. Or if those ships are properly, quote unquote, scrubbed when they return to station, after each operation, that effect won't happen because it is a long-term effect. It's 6-7 months of use. So you're either rotating ships in and out, or you're scrubbing them every time that they're out there, and you should be fine. They need to basically operate with a low-level shield calibrated and then be scrubbed when they return, and then you should get a standard life cycle out of a ship.
All right. So, yeah, like with my science background, I'm focusing in on the shield calibration settings to offset the radiation is what Tobor's
absolutely
looking at.
All right. And that will only take one momentum for that bet. So
we'll bank the generated one.
All right, excellent. We're going to move on towards the sensors. Lieutenant Neela, they take you to the astrometrics and sensor array labs. They have very few personnel that even know what they're doing. You've got some station engineers that basically know how to plug the right things into the right things and follow orders, but they are not sensor specific oriented. They do not know what they're doing or know how to calibrate for various scientific effects. I will say whatever you're doing with the sensors, you're going to get the benefit of a reduction of difficulty based on the information that's coming back from the mapping operations. Knowing how that radiation works, what type of radiation, and some of the calibration effects is also going to be very useful in calibrating the sensors.
We've got three crew members, Lieutenant Devani, Ensign Gorkov, and Crewman Pazek, that all are sensor focused. So I'd send them over to assist Neelon as needed.
Excellent. All right, and I will just make it on the spot. I don't think there's any ruling for this, but based on how we're doing this, I will basically roll their assist at advantage so that I'll just roll two dice for that group when they go to assist your endeavor, Lieutenant, and take the lower of the two dice. So your difficulty for getting the sensors going and getting that to work would start at a base 4 because it's very old technology and all of that. Briar Patch would actually make that a 5, but you get the reduction based on the mapping, so you're now back down to a 4.
Okay. And you said that I get assistance from our science members?
Your science members and Mogra.
Okay. Can I use old science for this?
Absolutely.
Kicking the panels.
Yeah, you're using technology that's almost 200 years old right now.
Yeah, I'm just imagining like pulling wires and just like sticking them, like licking them in.
Gum. For the audience, I actually like spit gum into my hand and twisted it around some fictitious wires in front of my face. So that was very visual and
very much what I'm doing.
Yeah, only the crew got to see it. It was pretty good.
So I got. Does this allow me to? Bold science allows me to reroll one, right? Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Let me reroll. Okay, that's much better. So I got a 2, 3, and a 13. Cool. And all of those are successes.
I believe the 2 and the 3 would be criticals. So that is successes based on just what you rolled. Mogra, I'm going to take out my Klingon dice for this. She is going to roll her assist, which is a 7. So she is successful in assisting. Specifically, she was taking care of some of the computer pieces of this. She was basically filtering the information that was provided and providing you with the data so that you could get the calibrations just right. The sensor hardware was already there that their engineering teams had already handled putting the right stuff in the right spots, but the fine-tuning and the specifics, they had no clue what they were doing. And with your assistance, let's see here, we have 1, 2 more successes. You had 5, 6, 7. So 7 successes. It was 4. That gives you 3 momentum. Would you like any immediate spends?
I don't have anything off the top of my head.
Okay. We will bank those 3. That leaves you with 5 momentum. And we are up to 9 threat.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Sensors are operational. That will reduce difficulty operating in the near environment because of the mapping. That was already reduced by 1 to 0, so it doesn't get any better than that. But the beauty of this is now in the medium environment, because these are long-range sensors, basically, in the medium and long-range environment, so deeper into the briar patch, you will get reduction of 1 and 2 on the difficulty in operating in the briar patch, kind of radiating from the station. Basically, you've extended the ability of the station to make a clear path, which is one of the primary goals of the mission.
Great.
All right. Anything else you want to do while you're here? Any observations you're hoping to make during this time frame, or just do the work and call it good?
Definitely my main focus is the work, but I am going to keep an eye on Mogra to just make sure that, because I was the one who noticed that she was going a little off of what we were expecting her to be paying attention to in our labs, that I just want to make sure that there's not anything going off the expected while she's around me.
Sure. Give me 1 second. I have to just do one thing. And for you, that's really going to be an insight security role. But let me generate your target here. And I am going to spend 3 of Mogra's personal moat threat to buy 2 extra dice for her roll. And what I'm doing is setting your challenge. Basically, she's got a challenge of 0. That's going to set your target number of 6 successes you need to make. That's a 5. Basically, going to extend the complication range only if she rolled a 1. There were no ones, so you have no extended complication ranges. But it will take you 5 successes to if she's doing something, and that's an if she's doing something, it'll take you 5 successes to see that.
Or to catch that. So I'll use buy a die with 1 momentum.
All right.
And I think it's not likely with 3 dice, but possible if I roll 1s and 2s or 1s.
Because you're using science, you have focuses that would apply, because you're basically trying to see what kind of thing she's looking at here. So I think you do have focuses that would apply here. So yeah, it is possible. Very challenging to do.
I'm hoping that this will make up all the 20s I rolled last night. I'll be rolling better on my dice today. I did roll a 2 and a 5, and then also I rolled a 19.
All right. Good thing you didn't. I did not roll a 1. So you have 3 successes. I am going to help you with this because so many people have been tracking Mogra's information. I'm going to let either Adam or Najjar roll an assist based on the information they have provided you and been sharing.
Najjar, are we both present?
You don't have to be present for this. Basically, Glenn's character was following. So Glenn's character is physically present. However, I still will allow you to assist Adam in addition because you were also sharing information. So we will allow both of you to assist in this situation. We have 3 successes towards a target of 5. And how would you like to approach that, Glenn?
And this is security?
Yep. You're basically, it's basically an observation role to see
inside
if you
security,
catch.
Okay.
Yeah. To see if you catch something that she may or may not be doing.
Okay. And since I'm assisting, I can't buy extra dice.
That is a true statement.
So we're just hoping that I get a critical success. Big money, no whammies. I rolled a 2!
That's 5. And Adam, your roll?
I rolled a 4.
Excellent. There's actually a momentum generated. Lacey, you have an immediate spend, but I will tell you what you observe. In the process of her feeding you that computer information, she was clearly dual operating. So she's at a station, her back is to you, you can't see what she's doing. But you obviously notice while she's operating the station here, she has split-screened her station and she's doing a separate thing here. So 2 things you get from that observation free of charge. One, she's clearly competent enough to multitask on two very critical tasks at the same time, but you cannot tell. You know what one of the tasks was, but you cannot tell what the alternate task is. And now you have a momentum spend. And you've got one in the immediate, and you've got four other momentum. How would you like to expend those resources?
So we can use momentum to get more information, right?
That is a true statement.
Is there any way to get better insight of what she's doing?
Absolutely. If you spend two momentum, I will tell you what's on that second screen.
I think we should do that.
Two momentum for additional information? Thought it was one.
We're creating a trait, essentially.
Yeah.
Exciting information.
Yeah. And in my head, I do that in two ways. It's basically there's two secret things she was doing. So one momentum covers one of them. The second one covers the other. But it effectively creating a trait to be able to know what was happening here. And what you know is on one level, it is she was running internal scans of the primary part of the station. But she also accessed scanning capabilities in the closed off section of the station. She did two things. The first thing is she was doing an internal scan of the closed off section. The second thing, with that information, she confirmed that life support to that section is operable. It looks like it is currently cut off, but it is functional.
That's interesting.
Anything anybody wants to do with that piece of information at this time? And I am assuming that in quiet moments, this information is shared amongst the group. But let me know if that is ever not the case.
So closed off section of the ship that we're visiting?
The station. I said ship. Station. My apologies.
Yeah. And that life support is functional. So she thinks she might know what's in there, maybe?
Either she might know what's in there or she wants to go in there to see what's in there and wants to make sure she can.
I'd like to know what's in there, so I guess Najjar will do what he can to figure that out.
We will leave the scene with Narilla. We will shift to Lieutenant Najjar, who's going to leave his scoping, scouting, following bit for a bit, and he's going to investigate further. How do you intend to find that information out? And by the way, I am spending 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 threat for a secret issue that y'all will find out at a later point. That leaves me with 3 threat left.
It's okay. I don't believe in threat.
But threat believes in you.
All right. How do you intend to investigate and find out what's down there?
As I am currently trying very hard to focus on her, I'm going to step away just long enough to be out of earshot and contact Tanari through my comm badge. Let him know what she's doing and my suspicions, and see if his advanced sensory abilities and skills from the engineering department can figure it out, because I got to keep watching her, and I'm not that great with the computer.
Well,
but he's got enough of a conspiracy theory brain that hopefully he'll bite.
Oh, you think I can resist this? Then when Najjar contacts me, I am going to try to see what the power flow into the sealed-off area looks like.
All right.
It's me working on my command track, delegation.
Nice. Good. Tanari, you're pretty convinced that this should be an easy thing. There should be no difficult following with ancient technology, following the way an old station should be, following the way power flows from the operable and even the inoperable warp core and the one operable impulse reactor to this particular section. It should be easy to find that flow and follow that. Like, it should be a zero task. What you find by looking at it is this station has been altered. Literally, the way the station should have been designed is not the way this now is. It has at some point had a non-standard retrofit. And in specific, the operable warp core the single inoperable that you currently have access to and your impulse reactor only feed the section you're in. Everything in the other section could only be fed by the power generation in the section. It's almost like somebody has made this station function like two separate entities, and they have no physical power connection. Everything below that dividing line is powered below that dividing line. So you have no immediate access from where you are to where it is by following that line of methodology. What you will also know is, aside from sensors and life support, that is everything. Nothing in the lower section, it connects to anything in the upper section. It even has its own separate computer core.
And the second warp core and impulse reactor are in the lower section.
There are three impulse reactors in the lower section, and it's a set, and the separate warp core is there. What you also know, just based on what you've got in front of you, is that one of those impulse reactors is brand new. I'm not talking been here since they started, they started retrofitting this, but all official records say they've never been in that section. But this has been there since before they got here. Like, this was supposed to be abandoned, and that lower section appears, based on what you're seeing and what you're reading, appears to have tech that is, that was input during its abandoned phase.
All right. I will put what I've got, including schematics, down in a pad and email it to...
Now, I will also give you a difficulty 3 challenge roll, no extended complication, for some information about that. Because in case you, as you're going, you're a very technical person, you can see certain things, or so you might be able to pick up some picky details if you're successful with this roll.
All right, so let me spend 2 threat and 1 momentum for 2 extra dice.
Sure.
Since I'm trying to figure something out, reason engineering?
Absolutely.
Or since I'm trying to do this behind the back of the XO and the crew, could I swing daring engineering?
I absolutely think you could do daring engineering.
Okay. And since this involves the warp reactor, would my warp field dynamics focus count? Or maybe my computer focus, since I might be going through the computer?
I would say computer.
Okay. So, all 4 are successes. 1 is a critical.
Dang! 5 son.
Successes. Yeah, I know. These new dice are doing pretty well.
So you I'm have some...
I'm waiting for the tides to turn.
Oh, that's coming. And I have a feeling I know when.
Since I spent a threat, I've got intent. So I've got the extra momentum.
So that's 6 momentum.
I have to spend that immediately. Can I go ahead and drop that extra momentum for some extra information?
Absolutely. That brings you back to 5. As far as the the 1-point drop, that is this. It is very clear that the station has a specific computer virus in it that is blocking it from sensing certain things about the lower section. In specific, life support is on, power generation is on, and the entire lower section is operational. But it is, any scan, any information about it is coming back that it's dead, uninhabitable, can't be used, can't be worked, and that is in the computer system of the station.
Okay.
You have 5 momentum available for immediate spend. You can only bank 3. How would you like to spend that?
Can I pull a momentum spend from 2nd edition and drop 2 for reduced time on this?
I'll allow it.
Okay.
You're down to 3.
And then what I will do, since Tanari is growing paranoid along with Najar, I will look at the O of the station. Tell them that there's something I need to go replicate back on the Christian. and I will go find Najar, and I want to tell him this in person.
Okay.
I don't want to trust this over the comm badge.
Roger that. Najar, you two are out in the hallway. This is an older station, so while they have doors that slide into certain labs, they're more like alcoves, so you can literally just walk out. It's more like a room with an alcove opening that's not sealed unless there's an emergency, at which point they can seal. But basically, it's always open. It's not like considered secure because the whole level would be considered secure. So you're able to step out of the room and have a conversation in the hallway. And if your voices are low, in theory, nobody would be able to hear you unless somebody is got augmented hearing or something like that.
So I will explain to him about the virus. I'll explain to him about the split power, basically give him the full download.
Is there any way that we can scan that area and see what's in there?
I think it'd be difficult because of the nature of the hull of the ship, the hull of the station. I'm assuming, by the way, Limonika, first of all, the interior sensors are still offline, correct?
They're online, but they all have the virus I described.
They have the virus. And this is a little
they can't see it.
And this is a little too big for our tricorders.
Yep. And your tricorders, you'd hit, because of the Faraday cage nature of the station, that door is physically sealed. So you can't do it unless you get into the section.
So the Faraday cage counts between the two sections.
Correct. So even though you're inside, you can't use your devices to scan inside that area. And the DC outside can't scan inside that area.
So, yeah, I think we'd have to break in.
I think we need to take this to the captain.
You still have 3 momentum for immediate spend before we make the decision of banking, Tanari. How would you like to do that?
Najar, you have any idea how to spend momentum?
On this? If there's any way to talk Leonika into giving us more information, that would be a great way to spend it. But it doesn't sound as though he's going to.
Well, you might be able to talk me into it. The question is, are you going to ask me the right question?
Now, this three momentum, we can just bank these three momentum for later, correct?
You can.
You want to just bank it for later and hold it?
I specifically asked the question because if you wanted to spend it to notify the captain offline in any way, you'd need to spend more for that quick enough the action kind of thing. So that's why I mentioned it at that point to say, yes, that's an option if that's how you chose to do it.
Oh, not that you like buying a trait offline communication, something like that?
Yep.
That sounds like a good spend.
That's a good idea. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the boost, the assist there, Leonika.
Happy to help.
If possible, I would like to change one value.
Sure.
I have one value that says I'm a work in progress, but I will get there. I would like to change that to the universe is full of conspiracies.
Done. Done. Make that a thing. You've effectively been playing that since day one. Why not? Joe, you did it, and I'm sure that was gold.
Might as well be able to spend determination when he does it.
Exactly.
Because it's going to happen.
Yeah,
exactly. And people say your value should change over time as your characters grow.
Yep. I'm fine with that. All right. Offline communication, you have the ability to provide that information to Commander. I'm even going to go so far as to say your lead team here, you all now have that information and you have some time to kibitz and rationalize and figure out a course of action.
Oh, I got the course of action. I need Najar and Nilan's Beta Z abilities with me when we go talk to the Commander in XO.
Roger that.
Do we want to find out what's down there first?
Nope, we're going to find out if our Starfleet officers are hiding something, and if so, what, and let them know that the Klingons know about it.
What if it's not Starfleet?
Then we start phasering open stuff.
in the course of this conversation, Najjar goes full conspiracy theory mode and says, based on Magra's research, its potential effect on the Epsilon species, and her interest in, it seemed interest in trying to determine some form of a dispersal system, though I have no idea how or what. My concern is that what is in there is species Epsilon eggs, sir. And I realize that I don't have enough fact to back that up yet, but my instincts are often correct, though I will admit that this whole situation is getting hairy enough that I'm beginning to become a tad paranoid.
I can only operate on facts that we possess, and the fact that half the bottom station is operational, been recently retrofitted, and has got a virus hiding the fact that it is online. It's either a Starfleet operation or not Starfleet operation, and I need to figure out which of those two are true, and we're going to do by presenting the information and seeing what their reaction is. Then we can go from there.
Understood, sir.
Lieutenant Commander Ocean, did you have any thoughts on that?
I had been wanting to discuss whether or not there were any I didn't really get a turn in, but I had been going to be asking the crew members that I was, the station staff that I was working with for the retrofitting of the shuttles, to basically figure out about pirate stuff that's going on in the area. The Briar Patch is a perfect space to be considering hiding out. So I don't know if that would have turned anything up, because if it did, it would be something that we would need to consider in this conversation. What I wanted to know is that because the Briar Patch is such a very easy area to hide out in, whether or not there have been any reports of pirates in the area, specifically that have been either harassing them or, in this kind of scenario, that they've been told that they're coming their way and they don't. There's just something odd up with pirates, because there should be pirates in this area.
There are definitely problems in this area. I am going to say it's a difficulty to roll. You tell me your approach to how you're going to do it, and let me know if you've got a focus that applies. But essentially, difficulty to roll, no added complications, to see if there's any specific and or more relevant / recent reports. And by recent, within the last year to 2 years.
I'm going to say that this is security reason.
Sure.
And I have a focus which should come into play called criminal organizations.
Absolutely.
And what are we at for momentum?
You are at 4.
I'm going to spend 1. Actually, hold on a second. I'm going to spend 2 and a threat to get 4 dice. Right? Is that the right number?
That's correct.
So, let's see. What was that? That was going to be a reason securities. Up 1 success on those 2. And 2 successes on those 2. And I'm going to re-roll a 1 failure because I have cautious security. And that's a 1. So that's a critical, because that's a total of 5.
All right. 5 immediate?
Yes.
All
and
right.
So we're down to 2, and I have
5 immediate to work with.
Yes. 6 immediate to work with, actually, because
okay.
I have the intense species ability from the Andorians that when I spend a threat, I generate a bonus momentum for each D20 purchased. So.
All right. Sounds good. In this particular situation, the base information is as follows. There has absolutely been pirate activity in neighboring systems, and it is a known fact that those pirates have been moving into the Briar Patch to escape. Where into the Briar Patch they've gone, or were they passing through, or just using it as a dodge, no one's really sure. What is known is that they obviously know where they're going, so they have the ability to operate in the Briar Patch better than most. So there are known pirate groups in the area that have been operating in the general area and the Briar Patch as a whole. At least 3 different groups have been operating in the area. That's the base information in the last couple of years.
Okay. So, what does that mean as far as how the patterns of those play out with the presence of the station? Have they been ignoring the station? Have they been hiding from the station? Have they been hitting it just as much as they hit everything else?
So that's where your momentum spends come in. So that your first momentum spend question?
Yes.
Okay. First momentum spend question. The best correlation you can have in relation to the station is at least two of the groups have stopped operating in, one has stopped operating altogether in the area since resources have been put into the station. Another one has started to curtail its activities since the station has been put into place. And the third group, there has been no change to their activity level.
Okay. Are they attacking the station at all?
No one has attacked a Federation station.
Got it. Okay. So that leaves me with... That was the bonus one that I had to spend.
Yep. You've still got five immediate to work with.
And this might be a spend of more than one. But I would like to determine through various records and whatnot whether or not any of the pirates that are associated with these groups are in any way associated with Starfleet personnel on this base. Try to make some sort of connection between the groups.
That's only a one, and the answer is no. There are no known connections between Starfleet personnel and this particular pirate group. You have four.
I have four, and I have to bank. I have to use at least one or we lose it.
No, you're at the point where all four could be banked, or you could ask another question about the line of inquiry you're on right now.
Actually, can I create an advantage that would allow us to... I'm investigating the blind spots in the sensors. Either where there are some or where there were, but the pirates acted in a way that suggested that there wasn't. Does that make sense?
Yep. With a two momentum spend, you will know that the blind spot is there are no sensors covering the shuttle bays for this section. And there's a specific approach that cannot be seen on sensors. In other words, and it's actually on the opposite side of the station where the DC is berthed, no one can see anything coming or going from the station, entering or leaving through that section. And we now know that is fully operable.
Yeah, and that's one, but that's, you had just answered. I was going to ask whether or not that was a one of the locations that was supposedly out of use, but it clearly is one of those spaces.
Yep. So you have a station that's anybody can enter and leave, and nobody on your side of the equation can even know that's happening at any time, because you're all on the Briar Patch side. You're on the opposite side of the station. Even as the station rotates, it will always be opposite of you, so there's no visual of that coming and going.
Got it. Okay. In that case, I will bank the rest.
Excellent. Two are banked, giving you four momentum. With that, work has been completed in this section. Is there anything anybody wishes to do before we close this scene?
What a scene this was.
You guys picked up a lot of information, got work done, but got a lot of information, and the mystery deepens.